Yes, today's man law. On a road trip, the strongest bladder determines pit stops, not the weakest.
That's terrible.
And deer camp is nothing. What is it if it's not a road trip?
Right. That's all
it is.
It's
not deer camp.
Right.
It's a reunion.
Exactly. Speaking of deer camp, one of the things that I always bring to deer camp, and they're super simple, and I need you guys to consider them too, is I go over to our friends at Sobey's Meats, and he sells a kielbasa that's called Parkside. It's wonderful, but any kielbasa will work. Take it out of the casing so you've got ground meat, all right? Hard-boiled egg. Peel the hard-boiled egg. Put a dollop of that sausage in your hand. Flatten it out, and you want to pack it around it like a snowball so there's none of the egg showing. Okay, so now you've got a hard-boiled egg inside of kielbasa, okay? Put that stuff in the oven. Put it on your smoker. I don't care how you get it heat, but I do it on the smoker because then the oil's outside, the smoke's outside. But you cook that down till that sausage is done. And I'm going to say, depending on the heat, half hour to an hour, but you'll see it firmed up and it won't move at all, right? It's cooked, all right? You can take those things out of the oven. You can wrap them in foil. They'll keep for a week. It's cooked as long as you keep them cold. Every morning when you get up to go to deer hunting, take one of those out. Bob's got a microwave now. Throw it in the microwave for 30 seconds. Wrap the tinfoil back around it and put it in your pocket. You got breakfast to go, sausage and eggs. They're wonderful.
You just got to... He's emphatic about that,
too. Oh, I love those things, man. That's one of my favorite things.
He's loving it.
Right. Speaking of more eggs, man, do you make deviled eggs? I love deviled eggs, too. I'm an egg guy. And those will keep for 4 or 5 days, too, in the fridge.
Yeah.
So another great thing. See, I
know what's a lost art also?
What's that?
Egg salad sandwiches.
Yeah.
Right. I love them.
White bread, man.
The kids don't even know what they are anymore.
Right. On white bread.
Unless you go to Sobey's, then they even have bologna salad.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, dude, Saturday night before, what's opener? Sunday?
Sunday's the 15th.
Okay.
Right.
The night before opener, I will be at, or maybe Friday night. I got to figure it out. Either next Friday or Saturday night, I'm going to be at Chase Creek Smokehouse. Because I want to take my brother-in-law and Big Ted over there and just get some. They've got, and we won't go with a heavy meal because it'll be 7 or 8 o'clock at night by the time we get there. And but they've got, oh, dude, they have a Philly steak sandwich.
Oh, it's wonderful.
That is so stinking good. I'm going to probably have to get that or a Reuben. But that Philly steak sandwich, dude, it's one of the best I've ever had.
Yep.
And I've had a bunch of them.
Yeah, Chase Creek is in US 10 and 131, about 5 miles to the west of that intersection in northern Michigan by Reed City. And if you've not been there, it's a great little road trip from Grand Rapids where we are. It's a little over an hour.
Yep.
And it's fun.
So
it's
we'll
fun.
Be there, I'm going to say Friday night. If you're listening on UPS or whatever station you're listening on, if you can get to Chase Creek Smokehouse Friday night, you can buy me a beer.
I'd be happy to. I'd be happy to. Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. If you're a hunter, get in and out of your tree safely. Wear a strap when you're up there so you don't fall out when you fall asleep. And we'll be talking to you next week.
See ya.